This week on Clown College.
But explain this how the normal way.
The normal way, somebody will clean it out, then you open it and just go on in there, and it's kind of like, I guess, eating an old cat, if you know what I mean. Mm. But in the reverse way, you're going in that ass.
Do you go circles or you go up and down on the ass?
You got to go up and down, right?
You got to go up and down. Man. Yeah.
What's this? This is crazy.
I don't know what the meta is right now.
This is crazy.
Welcome to Clown College. We have profound knowledge and many ways to elevate and make your sound polished. So if you want to hear a little honest few takes on our ways to make it as a comic, then stick around for a while if you're down to clown. We got the guests right now just to show you how.
Let's all go to Clown College, baby. Let's all go to Clown College, baby. It's with Brandon, Will, Scott, and JJ.
See, I bet that's it.
How do I sound? Now I'm on? Am I on, Brandon?
Yeah, you're on.
All right. In about 18 years, Alex won't flirt with that one anymore.
No, I deleted that one. Cobalt CPP. But yeah, you can, I've only downloaded the one. Like, I haven't done it with ChatGPT, because, like, then they would have, like, my shit, you know. I don't want them
they
to know.
All that stuff.
I don't want them to know the specific names of the people in my life who I'm making an AI be. You know
what
I mean?
Oh, my goodness.
Because then when you get the Neuralink, it's
going to then it'll happen. Then it'll, like, start crossing over Black Mirror style.
Yeah, I was going to say, that's literally the USS Carrier or whatever.
Is that one of the new ones?
Yeah, it was on last season. They got two of them now.
I thought there was like a brand new one that just came out.
Yeah, that's the second one. But you saw the first one, right?
I haven't seen any of the new season.
No, the one, the first time they did the, it's like Star Trek shit, but it's in like a simulator.
Jesse Plemons?
Yes, I do remember that.
Yeah.
Jesse Plemons?
That's what he's talking about doing. Storing your subconscious, even though you'll still go live it on.
Wasn't there
Because then you can fuck
that?
Your memories.
Black Mirror, no. Where it's the lesbians?
What?
They're in that San Pedro or wherever.
Yeah, I didn't know. I've only watched that once.
Oh, you know
what? They live in the computer after they die.
You know what's my favorite Black Mirror? Speaking of simulations and stuff, it's the fighting game one.
That is my favorite, and everybody thought it was weird. For saying that.
That's
it
your
is
favorite
funny.
One too. That's probably gonna be Brandon.
Yeah, I have to watch that one.
You
want to
describe it to Brandon?
Yeah, go ahead, man. Give me
I think we've actually talked about it on the podcast before.
Yeah,
but super basically, fun. Like, it's an augmented reality game, like
VR.
In the future.
VR.
You put these little things on your temples, and it transports you into the game. You see everything in the game, hear everything, feel everything. It's like you're actually there. And these two buddies were playing the game. They're playing like a Street Fighter
style. So it's
game.
Like you and JJ playing the game, right?
Like me and you.
These
the
two,
game.
I think they were cousins or something. I don't know.
No, they're just two friends. So y'all
now
two,
I like it more.
It's y'all two playing the game, right?
But we're playing the game. We're playing Street Fighter, so we're fighting each other, and we're actually feeling all the hits and stuff. And then all of a sudden, we start engaging in intercourse.
Well, okay, you missed a key point.
One of Brandon, you're playing as a girl character.
Yeah, so yeah. one of you is the hot Asian man, like a Johnny Tsunami type, and the other's like Chun-Li.
Yeah.
That's just the characters you pick in the fight. We're like, we're playing this game. Chun-Li has the kicks. I'm going to pick her. But you're in the body in the game.
Yeah. So it's like you are Liu Kang or whatever.
Yeah.
And then he's Chun-Li. But that's what you see. So it's like, you know what I'm saying? It's just like your buddy JJ, but when you guys fuck.
And I don't sound like me or look like me.
He's Chun-Li. It's who you think you're talking to.
Let's put it in terms, Brian. Okay,
I'm,
so
I'm
it's
not
like
liking
playing,
this.
It's like you're playing WWE, right?
Yeah.
And like JJ chooses Undertaker, and you pick who's the
Mickey
smallest
James.
Woman. Yes.
Yep.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
He's
yes.
on board. He's
more,
no, I'm not
he's
on board.
More
you're bored out?
No, I'm because it's still you at the end of the day.
But
yeah, but it's in a game. It's not really. It's not like you're touching
but
him.
We got, but you said that we feel everything, right?
Yeah.
So you're going to, feel that?
Yeah.
I don't.
You but can experience, that, you can experience
JJ.
The female orgasm.
Yeah.
I don't want to experience the orgasm, though, man.
Why not?
Because
right.
I'm good.
These guys haven't either, Brandon. it was bad.
Like,
that's funny.
Because my thing is, like, at the end of the day, we gotta take it off right now. Be like, hey, man, how you doing? And then
but he doesn't look like that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But you felt Chung Lee.
Yeah, you feel like the body in the game.
So you felt Mark Henry?
Yes.
Yes.
Unfortunately, I did.
Dude, so
and that's what he liked when he was Chung Lee.
To do?
I mean, first of all, the hostility. This was confused. A consensual act, Brandon.
I'm good. I'm good. So how about we just not have sex after the fight?
Well, it's not after. Like, I mean, he still thinks we're going to fight and then have sex. But it's and the whole episode is about, is that gay?
Mm-hmm.
Is it?
Because their actual bodies aren't having sex with each other.
But their minds are.
Mm-hmm. You're mentally having sex with another dude.
Nah, I'm good.
But then later on in that episode, the guy admits it's not as good with the computer. When he's talking about playing against him, he's like, I've tried playing against other people. I've tried having every combination of sex between the characters. He was like, even the polar bear.
So beastie.
Well, that's what you like. With the,
what, you talking about furries? Well, because I don't like furries.
No, I wasn't talking about that, but I was talking about the monster vagina thing. I actually saw one in Spencer.
So it's a real live polar bear that he fought.
He mates.
Look up the polar bear character.
He just fought.
I'm good.
What's it called?
Black Striking Vipers.
Yeah. Jesus.
I just rewatched it.
You really like this one, for real.
I just rewatched it. It's funny because they end up kissing.
Yeah.
They're like, are we gay?
Yeah.
No is the answer. I love
that they got to that point. They fist fought in the rain, then kissed. And then his wife, we're skipping over the craziest part. Yeah.
Spoiler alert.
At the end, him and his wife have been together for like 10 years when this starts happening. On their anniversary every year, he like takes his ring off. She goes and has sex with another guy, and he goes and has sex with his buddy on this game.
Wait.
Yeah.
Now he's into it.
Okay, no. See, without that, it's better. That's insane. Why would you add that?
Because you got the dynamic between him and he has to tell his old lady.
Who gives a fuck? This is a game. Bitch, we're gaming.
but that's the whole debate.
You're busting nuts, though.
We're gaming.
But she's being a woman.
I wonder, do you really bust like...
You don't know what I'm gaming.
Does it come out physically?
I don't
think so. You know, like a wet dream, probably. I mean, you're probably so horny that you might come in your pants type shit, is how I imagine
this
it.
This is going to be our experiment that we run when this technology becomes available.
Clown College Brandon, VR, dude.
You're in, dude.
So you ain't, whenever, you, next time when you put those things on, only thing you're going to see is him as Chun-Li.
You'll only see Chun-Li.
No, the Incredibles mom.
Yeah, the Miss Incredible.
The Miss Incredible.
I know, but I mean, I'm still not going to enjoy it.
So
but
now you whenever look you Miss, see Mrs.
I know,
Incredible.
But I'm like, I know this is JJ right here.
Dude, man. But if I was Miss Incredible, I could jerk you off from like 25 feet away.
Still no, man. This is JJ, man.
He considered it.
Because it's like once you take off the thing, you'll be like, man, that was a good game. And we don't have
to be in the same room. We can play online. We can be in your
house. We still gonna like come across one day. I'll be like, hey, man, good game. I'm good.
Okay.
Good game. Nah, I'm good.
I just won't tell you if I awkward. Find you.
I'll make a different account.
Nah, man, I'm good.
Would you be hurt if you found out, like, if you were doing this? You know, it's just like you know, you're just doing it online. You don't know who it is. You think it's that, and then you find out it's JJ. Would you be mad?
Yeah, I'd be like, damn.
What if I didn't know it was you either?
That is kind of like buying an OnlyFans of someone you know under a burner account, which I've done, and I'm sorry. You know what I mean?
Okay. What?
She knows it's me. She probably knows it's me.
She probably has a feeling.
Do you message?
Not on that one.
What do you mean?
Not on that site. I message on her. This is all in the past. I'm a taken man now.
Buddha?
You
booed up.
AI, no,
booed
up. AAPI yeah. month.
Yeah, hey, let's I go, fucking dude. Forgot about that.
Mother's
dude.
Day.
Thank you.
AAPI
Happy Mother's
month.
Day.
Happy Mother's Day out there.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, to all the mamas.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Happy
Love you, mama.
Love you, mama.
No. No, my mom doesn't watch this either, man.
She shouldn't.
Someone asked my mom if she's ever, or someone told my mom at work, because she works at the Orion, and they were like, oh, you know Alex is your son? Oh, I've seen his comedy. And my mom was like, I haven't.
Damn.
It was pretty funny. I'm like, no, I like that. That's hilarious.
Yeah, 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 I like
that. Like, keep not seeing me, because that's a funny response. I like that. But also, that's not for her.
Egg drop soup.
Everything's not for everybody.
Yeah.
Egg drop. What is it?
It's hot and sour soup.
Oh, yeah.
That's mostly true, that joke.
Oh, okay. I have heard that. And
that's not me just being racist.
I thought it was for a second. Too. I was confused. I'll be off guard. I had to remember the joke.
Like, egg drop soup.
I thought it was like, damn, you just called him on egg drop
material.
Jesus Christ, dude.
That'd be over the line, dude. Way over the line.
That would.
And you know me. Yeah, I stay on this side of the line.
Oh, yeah, always.
Segregated.
Yeah. Oh, wow.
Dude, if you can't talk about it, we'll cut it out. Can you talk about the murder that you witnessed?
The murder that I witnessed?
Yeah.
Are you talking about that? The animal variety?
Yes.
Yeah, dude. Okay, so I knew somebody. I'm not going to say how I know this person.
Okay, yeah, that's good.
But recently, in a professional setting,
mm-hmm.
I saw a man put a turtle into a garbage disposal. Wow. And it like exploded, man. Like it was
a live one too.
Wow.
It wasn't dead.
Damn, man.
And it was a baby turtle.
What is wrong, dude?
That's fucked up.
I need you to understand this man is going to do something.
But it's in a weird way it wasn't him that I was as worried about because everybody else did not really make it seem like a big deal. And
really?
Me on the inside, I was kind of like, what the fuck is
going on? I'm worried about you, motherfucker.
When you told us that, I was really worried about your well-being. Like, this is a crazed man.
Well, see, JJ can hang with that type, though.
Yeah.
That's
my gang initiation.
Yeah, you would look like you would do that. So you would. They won't even make you do it because they would just assume you would.
Yeah. Damn, man. So you know why he did it? Was he like a teenage mutant? Was he like a Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle fan? Wanted to shred it, like Shredder or something? Like
that's perfect. That's actually perfect.
Like, I don't think it was that.
No,
but
so this sounds,
I don't know why he did it, Brandon. Wow. To be honest, like it was just so.
He's
random.
Not a stable person though, right?
No, he's a weird dude.
Mm-hmm.
Outside of that, very quiet until he's not, and usually when he speaks, I'm left with more questions than answers.
Mm-hmm.
I helped the turtle across the street today.
Oh, nice.
See? So, opposite end of the spectrum.
Yeah, that's better. Heroism.
And then I made a soup. I don't know. I was like, why'd they waste that fucking meat, dude? Like,
damn.
Yeah, right, because you can't get anything out of that.
You can. That's crazy.
They do make turtle soup.
No, out of a garbage.
If you hit it in the garbage. So and then shit just start flying everywhere?
But it wasn't contained in the garbage.
Wait.
There was shrapnel.
Oh God, dude, this dude is sick.
Did it make a noise? Because it hissed at me when I picked it up with the paper towel.
It didn't make the only noise. I don't think it really made the noise. I think the noise was done.
It didn't make the noise. The noise.
It made it, but not in an active way. Like a passive, it just got crushed.
Much like a human body makes a thud when it hits the ground. Turtle made a noise.
Damn. Yeah, Jesus. But it wasn't like screaming.
Oh man. Man.
That would have been too much. I can handle gruesome turtle death, but if it starts making noises, that's when I'm out.
Yeah, because they're just like a rock, right? Like,
that
would
be crazy. Start yelling, help me and shit.
Help!
I guess he was like...
Talk. Oh, man.
He was I used a paper straw this morning. I can use this one.
Damn, man.
One for one.
I wish it worked like that.
Oh, Lord. What?
Yeah, but that was crazy.
I would ask why.
People cried. Like, it was bad.
Oh, I thought you said no one cared.
Just what it was, but it was the only woman in attendance. Wow, so she was written off. She was written off as hysterical immediately. Damn.
Did she like do that scream when somebody gets hurt?
So somebody lost it.
Because I was fucking insane.
Yeah, what did she say, though?
I have to later be like, she's a fucking pussy.
Okay, I would report that to some agency.
That's not okay.
They said, like, they were saying slurs when I was cutting fruit at IGA, and I just walked out. I was like, these fucking...
Dude, like, people IGA? Working?
Yeah, the white trash folks.
Damn, man, what'd they say?
But yeah, what slurs?
Not against any of y'all. Let's just say that.
Oh, okay.
Uh-huh. Ooh, Asians?
No.
So none of us? Yeah. Oh, Pakistani.
Well, maybe Brandon.
Oh, well,
this is only... Was it like Caribbean?
Gay slurs, they're saying.
Oh.
That has nothing to do with me.
Yeah, we know, Brandon. We believe you.
No, I was just... Nothing wrong with that.
No, but it was like egregiously. So like I would say it's a little worse than the turtle.
What's IGA? Yeah,
what?
Crossroads IGA.
Hold on, hold on. What'd you say is worse than the turtle?
Saying gay slurs?
No. Right? No. Man,
dude, that's a shredding a turtle.
It depends on who you are.
Podcast.
A life was lost. It was a gay turtle.
Life was lost.
No,
you
a
let a dude
podcast.
Pick him up.
We're anti PETA pro gay. But fuck PETA.
Dude, we're like Caitlyn Jenner,
oh,
but
yeah,
different.
PETA does, huh?
We're like Caitlyn Jenner, but different.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Like weird. We're just something. Confusing. Our politics are just confusing.
Pure anarchist. Yeah, but you can't execute a turtle and then just expect people to go back to
no.
their
no.
business.
Yeah, that causes. That's yeah, that's an hour of
that's
your time.
The second death I've
it.
Seen yeah. in Nashville, dude.
Damn, man.
One was a human.
Yeah.
One was a turtle.
Oh, you saw a human.
Which
you gotta stay
one?
Away from there, man.
Taunted. I don't have to go back, so. Yeah.
Oh, dude, we should definitely do Kill Tony then when it comes back to Nashville, and we should take you. Because you're going to get picked, and it's gonna and you're going to shoot up the venue.
Oh, man. I'm going to be executed on stage.
If they just do an ISIS execution, that's what it has devolved to by then.
Damn.
Tony's just like, kill this queer.
Dude.
Carson Elmore's going to say it was staged.
Ace will be like, it's
no,
a
I'm
false
dead.
Flag.
It was Ace that killed me. Like, it's
damn,
a false
man.
Flag.
A mile away with a sniper rifle he built.
He built.
That's
out
crazy.
Out of Legos from the new store at Bridge Street, which you can
yeah.
check out. I don't know.
Is it
open?
Oh,
yeah. No, yeah, it's yeah. open now. Yeah.
My friends took their
there?
Kids and
nope.
said it was good.
Legos, yeah. Legos are cool.
You still do Legos?
Oh man, if I could, it's expensive, man.
They are.
Yeah, I can't afford to do that.
They're a little cheaper now than they. I feel like they used to be more expensive, but they're a little better, a little more reasonable when I look at the when I pass them. But
the pink tax applies to Legos heavily, dude.
Really?
Yeah.
The fuck is a pink tax?
It's like a products geared to be more feminine, or like pink in coloration, or just anything more feminine costs more.
And just because they have females,
just
because
it's pink,
kids
marketed towards women.
Damn.
Like pins and stuff are really bad. Like you can get a 2-pack of Bic pins for like $4.
But the girls
like
ones,
six
yeah.
or seven. And they said with the Lego thing, it's like an attempt to keep women out of STEM or something. I don't know if that's true.
Women out of STEM?
What I heard.
Science and engineering.
Oh, okay.
No.
Jesus.
They've done a great job with the black community.
Damn. Thanks, Obama.
Oblock?
That's the craziest.
Oblock. No,
Roblox. Roblox.
Obama. Have you been seeing the Italian brain rot stuff, Dom?
Uh-uh. What's
the
this?
Italian brain rot
What's
memes?
That?
This is like something I wasn't even privy to. Have you seen this?
I might know what you're talking about. What?
It's just like AI-generated Italian brain rot memes.
I've seen fat N-word coin. I've seen that a lot.
Yeah.
Have you all seen
fat
that?
Fat nigga coin?
Yeah.
I haven't seen
you
that.
You sound like the guy.
For real? Fuck you, Alex.
No, but yes, yeah. When you said that, yes. But I realized how funny that was when I said it.
Hold on.
I seen like
we're throwing a lot at them.
I seen like a page where they like have a thing where they'll be like, "Man, we just a bunch of fat niggas on a boat." Like,
yeah, I know that dude.
Yeah.
The big black dude. Like, oh, one could be your uncle.
We gonna buy. We gonna buy the solar system.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah, I seen that.
Yeah,
space.
Yeah, I seen those.
Yeah, yeah. Those
are funny.
I like
yeah,
it.
Those
yeah.
are good.
Have you ever seen the video of the dude who's like, "I'm just an N-word with a rocket launcher"?
No.
I love that video.
He pulled that up.
He's probably one of,
that's the one we
probably, have. Yeah. Probably games or whatever. He's walking around with it. It's fire.
Hey, nice. He typed it this time. Hell yeah, Brandon.
Hell yeah.
Good shit. Because you are black.
Ooh, that boy go.
There it is. There it is, dude.
I don't know why it's funny to me. Just
video.
That's the meme.
He was just
clip.
On it, yeah.
Right here?
Yeah.
No. Oh, dude, that's the dude from Loiter Squad.
I don't
this.
Think that's it.
Oh, shit.
Yeah,
no,
this is
nah. Back
get,
out?
Yep, let's get back.
And then the, that,
right
that,
that,
that
one.
Oh, that's a
is
GIF,
this on
though.
National Geographic?
On,
here,
man.
Go to Google. Type in Google and then search on there. You have to type it in, though, because it's not on Google.
Okay, hold up.
I'll say, yeah, I'll say Google is the default.
So this is not in any third world country? This is just here?
Is America?
In this video?
Yeah.
No. This is definitely overseas.
Oh, okay, okay.
Wait, yeah. Does he say this?
Yeah.
Oh,
and
but he
black.
Says it
he's
in
of
a
race.
But he says it with an accent, right? It's not like a
no,
good...
he sounds American as fuck.
Oh.
That's heavy just over there.
So is it Johnny over. Somali? Who has like 30... Dude, Vitaly and
he
Johnny
says
Somali.
Who he is.
He does?
Yeah.
Okay, okay.
Yeah, it is.
Well,
just an N-word
and
with
N-word.
Rocket.
Y'all ready?
Yeah.
just a nigga with a rocket launcher.
Oh, no, I know exactly what this is.
What is that?
This is from Loiter Squad, because, like, this is that same...
Oh, that's a scene from Loiter.
I thought this was real the whole time.
Yeah, no. That's the scene that Tyler, the Creator, and them did.
That makes a lot more sense.
Yeah, we're seeing pictures of it now. Okay.
All right, yeah, I saw this episode.
Okay. Yeah, Loiter Squad's fun.
It was like a rap video they were making.
Yeah. He was the young N-word, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I thought this was an African-American soldier in overseas. Damn.
Just somewhere else?
This is, yeah.
That's from Adult Swim. That's Adult Swim.
They did send the Cholos over there to the...
El Salvador?
No. To Afghanistan. He was like, I'm just a Cholo with a... And he was just pop, 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 just shooting over there. Really? Went over there to wreck shop. I don't know if they made it back or not, but...
Oh, dude, your people are going at it.
Who?
Both your people, the Pakistanis and the Indians.
Indians, dude. It's always got to be somebody I look like since 2001, man.
I know, right?
Can't catch a break.
Can't catch a break.
It's hard when you can be all of them.
Yeah.
I'm
scared to go to Mexico, dude. I'm going to Mexico in a month.
Damn.
What if I lose my passport? No way they believe me.
Mm.
I'm bigger, though.
We can vouch for you.
What?
We'll be like, we know.
What would I do?
Yeah, they
oh, well, yeah, you guys are kind of...
Yeah. I'm laying low. I can't believe...
That, I'll vouch for you. I'll write a letter to Trump, be like, look.
Get him
he's
out.
He's one of the good
dude,
ones.
Dude, we do a pro-Trump episode if Dom, like, it's like, if, hell, yeah. Oh, what if you go to El Salvador, Dom?
Oh, my God.
Alex with the sprout on a back? MAGA hat? That would be so fire.
That would be the shit. I'd be hardcore MAGA if he got me out of that bitch. I didn't know it.
Dude, if he pardoned you, I would lose every single moral fiber. I love Donald Trump.
Yeah.
Well, first of all, we'd have to be because we're on his radar then. Like, we kind of got to fucking...
Dude, I'd be all in. I'd be saying shit I did not believe.
We would be on a stream with Aiden Ross.
I'd be saying a lot of that.
Dude, in suits, looking like the frattiest
fucking... We would get to meet Aaron.
Oh, dude.
How sick would that be?
I think you think he has a personality or anything?
I bet Baron's cool. Pretty cool.
You guys think he's cool? Or
I think
he
can hang. I don't think he's going to be the life of the party. Uh-huh. I think, like, he'd be a good character to have. I couldn't see him here.
Yeah.
But if we went there, I feel like he'd hang with us for a little bit.
I think he wants to get out of there, where, like, with all the rich and hang out with, like,
he wants, people. Dude, he wants to be write like a Nets movie fan. About Baron Trump's day out.
Like, ooh, that's good.
Like...
That's
Baron's
good.
Day off.
Ferris Bueller.
He takes
Baron's
a Cybertruck instead of a Ferrari.
They disguise him like they did in the olden days, you know, when the princess wanted to go have a good time with the common folk.
Yeah.
And they just threw...
And we do a makeover and with Sierra Reina and...
He does look like a kid, that like two kids in a trench coat.
Yeah.
He does look like that.
He is 78 feet tall.
Yeah, how the fuck is he so tall?
Because he's a breeding experiment.
Damn.
Yeah.
Trump's like 6'3".
Breeding.
And his wife's like 5'11".
Oh, she's tall too. Yeah. Okay.
Eastern Bloc.
Yeah, what happened to the rest of them?
He played.
They're probably
dude.
Like 6'3", too, though.
And they
huh?
had a different mom.
6'2".
I don't know.
Like the others had different moms.
Trump was still on
that. She weren't a model.
That
oh, my God.
Him,
he looks
that
like Nosferatu.
Him smiling, dude, damn. Is wild.
He looks like Rocky Horror,
to
almost.
Right here.
Yeah. That's
it was
a crazy smile.
Dude, that's Joffrey.
His teeth are extremely white. Think they're dentures?
Already? Just to be perfect?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. We have so much to talk about.
I think he was giving them
so
as
much
a child.
Dude, so much has fucking happened. We have so much to talk about, dude.
What else happened?
I don't think we talked about the Kanye song.
Not
man,
the,
I heard
which one?
That.
Oh, my God.
Which one? Then, was it, is it Nigga Hell Hitler?
Yeah.
I just heard a snippet of it.
It's HH. Let's be radio friendly.
HH?
It's that,
yeah, oh, that's
the radio-friendly version.
I had to process what HH was.
How much would it have taken you to be one of the dancers that sang?
Dude,
not a
where the camera is just hanging
nah,
on their
bro.
Face.
You wouldn't do it for any amount of money?
Well, yeah.
Dude.
First of all, it would be hilarious if my light skin
$12,000.
Guess.
Yeah. Yeah, I would do it.
Guess who co-wrote the album?
Who?
You will never guess. It is a rapper.
Benny it's Blanco. A rapper.
It is a rapper. That's a good guess.
It's a
no, no. It is not Bloody Bongo. Each guess. Each
Logic.
Guess. No. That'd be amazing. No. Brandon,
Eminem.
I'll give you one. Eminem.
Method
no,
Man.
Man.
No. Dave Blunt.
For real?
Swear to God. Dave Blunt is credited as co-writer on Cuck, which is the album's name, by the way.
Oh, what's wrong? Hey. They got to reel him in, man.
It's the sad.
Oh, Dave, big fat boy.
Yeah,
okay, yeah. You say Pat Fat?
No, I said Fat Fat.
Oh.
No, that's funny.
Not
Yeah,
I mean, I can see that. Runner. He has one of the first clip I saw him. He was like, and he was a pedophile.
They party together. Man. Dave's on the oxygen tank. Kanye's on the nitrous tank.
Dude, so that it's all funny except the every verse in each song that's about nitrous. That's very sad. It's like he's clearly
he's
addicted
fucking,
to nitrous.
Yeah, somebody needs to do what they did with Britney until they let her go. You see what happened to her?
Yeah.
So smacking knives on her ass and yachts.
Mm-hmm.
But they got to take him that. In. Like he's crazy.
Someone's
right now.
Take
Did
both
you hear
of
the cousins one?
How has he not been 5150 yet?
Huh?
How has he not been 5150 yet?
I don't know. He's,
money.
He's a billionaire.
Yeah, he's a billionaire.
But I feel
literally.
Like they could get him at this point.
I know.
Look what he's saying.
He would have to do get somebody to hurt somebody or something like that.
But he's been crazy for like 2 decades. It's just gotten progressively worse.
Yeah.
Well, now and then he's doing the nitrous shit, and that shit make you dumb, man. Like did you hear the cousins one?
No,
I didn't listen to that.
I heard about
you
it.
You did?
I haven't
I
heard Cousins.
Bro.
Pull up Cousins.
We ain't going to be able to play. But,
bleep it out. Let's just not talk while
it's
playing.
Is this doing
like,
numbers?
Silent it.
Huh?
Is this doing numbers?
Yeah, dude. This song is probably the biggest in the world right now.
It's insane, but it's
but
like.
It's, just click it. We'll just click it. Yeah, it'll be bad audio because it's probably copyrighted, but.
You could just
so we're just going to be quiet?
Yeah.
I like that it's like a kid's bop.
Brando, what's up?
Wait, so what the hell?
Yeah, trans man. That's what he was.
He's still a
genius. Still a little worried.
Yeah.
Dude, play Last Call after this, and we'll see how far he's fallen. It is horribly sad when you listen to the music quality.
You ready for Last Call yet?
You can end it.
This is a... Wow.
No, but we ain't going to be able to play neither one of them.
Yeah, fuck it.
Yeah,
that was...
God, it's awful.
It is
god awful.
It is not...
It's a fun...
It's a troll.
It's a fun song.
It's a troll.
It's light.
It's a troll.
It's a light song.
That should go viral on TikTok, right?
It has. Well, I mean, you probably can't play it on TikTok. I gave my cousin head the chorus.
It's every porn video is like family member.
But I don't think on TikTok you can say things. I think TikTok specifically. Reels maybe. You could be fine with that, but like...
I think this is good for the culture. I think we need a little bit of a reset.
This is white.
That's not good.
Did that to Kanye.
Yep.
No.
And this is the prime example.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just supporting a black artist. I think you guys are being pretty hateful about this whole
thing.
He
gave his cousin head. That's not. No.
He also said Hell Hitler, right?
Oh, that too.
That's secondary.
Both of them are bad.
That's secondary. Okay?
Dude.
It's crazy.
What if it was his female cousin?
Female cousin, still not good.
But yeah. Better.
No.
But better.
That's exactly. No, that's exactly. What?
That's crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which
I
one's crazier, though?
Which one is crazier?
The nigga Hell
Hitler.
Oh,
yeah, you didn't say male head.
Huh?
Yeah.
You can give a woman head.
It was a dude. It was a dude.
I'm trying to help you, Kanye. I'm trying.
Nah.
Next album.
It was a whole dude.
Next album.
But are we just listening about a dude getting... molested? How old
no,
was
I think
cousin?
He was old. It was they was key, they both was either the same age or like
man.
I think he was old.
Yeah,
and he was Kanye was doing the.
I think this is troll though. Right?
Well, I would say that if he wasn't doing everything else he's doing. Yeah, no, I think this is real. He's trying to be maybe a troll, but
I think this is just
a mental crisis. No, it's real.
This is real with that.
It's absolutely real.
Yeah.
But like he's doing the song to be a troll.
He didn't have to tell nobody. He didn't have to tell anybody about this.
It is funny that he was like, people told me to take this to the grave. Now 400 million people have heard this.
I mean, you ain't got to tell everybody everything, Playboy. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Like,
well, I mean, he's already said everything else. He might as well just run it into the ground as far as possible.
Yeah.
Like, he has the platform to do something nobody else can do right now.
He could just.
I mean, I don't know. We hear jokes about comedians who jokes about, oh, what if a OnlyFans model has a kid? And it's like, fucking, this is the real. Like, there's OnlyFans model's fine compared to this kind of fucking.
This dude went to the core of the earth. He didn't just dig a hole.
Uh-huh. Oh shit!
Damn! You got deep. You got deep.
Like, he passed the lava, everything.
We were talking about the mantle of the earth.
Yes,
passed all of that.
Damn!
That's where he should have buried it.
Man, yeah, he should have stopped a long time ago. This is man. He just man. We didn't. We learned something new.
Yeah. What did you learn today?
We learned that he likes his guy cousin.
Well, no, he said he didn't like it in the song.
Oh, he didn't like it, so he just did it to do it, huh?
For the love of the game.
Yeah.
For the love of the... That's not... I don't know what game we're even playing. What game is this?
You would have told... I wish I could go back to September 10th, 2001. So I could warn people about Kanye.
Oh, okay. Wow.
You should. Can you imagine those people's lives? Like, one day, this crazy lunatic warns them about Kanye, and the next day, the World Trade Centers fall. Like, those people kill themselves. Like, what the fuck?
What if they ask and be like, is there anything else that's going to happen? Are you going to say anything else?
What other facts would you drop on them?
Gays can marry.
Yeah.
That'd be fun. Not telling you when.
I would love to tell them about Bruce transitioning into Caitlyn.
That'd be pretty good.
No.
Like the guy that just won the gold medal.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
They wouldn't believe that.
Actually, Bruce doing that. The Kanye. Ooh,
Bill Cosby.
Oh,
ooh,
Cosby's going to rock their fucking world, dude.
Well, they got other things to deal with. Let them get one tragedy at a time.
Wait, so what if I told you I got to go to my job at the World Trade Center tomorrow? Would you warn me then?
I'd be like,
I would put you out of commission, but I wouldn't tell you. I would just make it to where you couldn't go to work tomorrow.
Oh, okay.
And I'd be like, what floor?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, what floor? Like, bottom 10?
Damn.
I'd be slick about it. I'd be like, man, like, a lot of flights you got to walk up then, right?
I'm cleaning the roof.
How close are you to the roof? Well,
you're a roof cleaner of the World Trade Center. Can you? I don't know if you know what was happening.
The window guy. I mean, the worst job ever.
Good God! Really? Just do you see a plane coming at you?
Damn, you already don't want to be there.
But and then he starts just wiping.
Damn! Start wiping harder.
Wiping faster.
Damn, bro.
He's like, he's probably, tomorrow's gonna be so fucking terrible.
It's gonna be a mess tomorrow, or something. We'll think of a clever line. Do you think the world's ready for a World Trade Center comedy?
Airplane 2?
Like, at this point, fuck it, right?
Airplane 2.
Dude, if you just make a comedy, you're stupid.
Airplane 2's actually crazy. Yeah. JJ, you might have just stopped the pod. We're fucking writing this. Brandon, start typing.
But it's T-O-O.
Yeah. Oh, fuck.
Dude, we were talking about this on Saturday. It's crazy we're talking about 9/11 right now. We were talking about it on Saturday. And it was, would you guys, we know Pat, so we'll probably put a picture of him up here. Would you eat Pat's asshole? That was the only way you could, and they would go back in time and save everybody in 9/11.
I'm sorry.
Would you eat Pat's asshole to save 2,000 people?
Why do I have to eat his ass?
It's just the magic of this universe.
Yeah,
that
in this describing. Universe, that's what happens.
That's sad.
That's sad.
That is sad that it's come to this.
Eating Pat's ass is 2,998 calories.
Damn, man.
I had a calorie a person, dude. Jesus Christ, that's so funny.
Good God. Brandon, you?
This is crazy.
Yes or no?
Can I pretend?
Well, now you got to get up in there.
So what?
And no
somebody
prep.
Gotta
he
watch?
Gets no prep.
Somebody got to sit there and watch me do
yeah.
It's like a seasoned grill. Oh, God. You would have to, right?
Yeah, you have
what
to.
Would happen if 9/11 never happened? Would society be better?
Well, yeah, what if the world's worse?
Yeah,
what if it's worse?
It
what if he ate his ass?
Yeah, I'm not eating that ass.
Fuck that, man. I like this world now.
Yeah, man. You're right. Yeah. Thank you, man. That's a good logic.
He just didn't want to do it.
Dang. Yeah. You kind of jumped at that one.
Oh, my God. You could have
played it off better.
Well, might as well be like, nah, man, we're going to eat this ass and see what happens.
Is it guaranteed the world will be a better place?
No.
No, just yes, guaranteed no. that 9/11 didn't just happen. That, to me, seems like a genie. That's a genie playing a trick on me.
Yeah, because something, you never know what could happen.
But, dude, the airports would have been way better.
It just happens the next day.
Damn. See, that turns into
9/12.
And Pat's just like.
Yeah, and they're like, let's go celebrate.
He's like, remember that time you ate my ass? It's not 9/11.
Simon.
I'll believe that. You know how we could have prevented 9/11 by putting Pat's shoes in front of the building?
Dude, the tongues alone.
Shout out to sci-fi for that one.
Fucking planes. What do you say, like riot shields?
Damn. His tongues look like riot shields.
Damn.
That's a crazy roast.
Oh, Lord. I like it because the racial implications.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I don't know. I would not eat Pat's ass if it wasn't guaranteed.
Well, it's guaranteed that 9/11 won't happen. Like,
yeah. So you save 2,000 some people.
But
that day,
would that be, what if
I don't? Who the fuck knows? You don't know.
Yeah, that's what the world is.
That's the thing.
Yeah, what if they were all Hitlers? Yeah.
Well, first of all, there would be no Twilight, right? Was that the one that was based, like, 9/11 inspired the lady to write it? It was either that or 50 Shades of Grey.
So we wouldn't have one of those. Yeah. That's okay.
Think about all the people. You don't think 2,000 people had jobs to work on those movies?
That's true.
Man.
This is a terrible.
Is a job
argument.
Worth a life?
They'll find another one.
That's a good question. I don't know. So, yeah, I mean, could I do it, like, halfway and then just one of them?
What is halfway?
What would you want to do halfway?
What's halfway, dude?
Just one half of the ass.
Oh, dude.
How do you think eating ass works?
Yeah, well, I would just focus on that half. First of all, like are you laying him on his side?
What are you talking about? Like half of
is
what?
Is he on his back?
Are you talking about half of an asshole?
Yeah.
You talking about biting his ass?
How big?
There's enough to go
around. Are you talking about like chewing this dude's ass?
Well, you gotta eat it, bro.
No, not eating, like chewing it.
Yeah, what would you do to it? How would you do it?
Eating his ass?
I thought that you guys were talking about like.
Explain the normal way.
The normal way, somebody will clean it out, then you open it, and just go on in there, and it's kind of like, I guess, eating an old cat, if you know what I mean.
Mm.
But in a reverse way, you're going in that ass.
You go circles or you go up and down on the ass?
You got to go up and down, right?
You got to go up and down. Man. Yeah.
What's this?
This is crazy.
I don't know what the meta is right now.
This is crazy.
But for this situation, it's just like the kitchen, am I right? Can't cross contaminate.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh. No.
Yep, you can't. Yeast infections.
You can go back. You can go back that way.
You can go pussy to ass.
Yeah.
But you can't shouldn't go ass to pussy.
Well, it depends on what's going down.
Yeah, I mean, if y'all are nasty.
Yeah,
you
know, yeah.
Sometimes you
spit in the mouth after.
I don't like that. That's
no, the mouth's fine. I like that.
That's a final destination.
You don't like kissing?
I was kidding.
You don't like kissing him after?
After
what
you.
What the hell?
After she eats your ass.
You don't like that thing? Oh, not the ass necessarily. I've never got my ass.
Oh, yeah. I was talking about the ass, though. If a lady licked my ass.
I would.
No chance. I'm never kissing her again.
First of all, she's going to smile and blood's going to come out of her mouth. Yeah.
It's going to look like Carrie. She comes up.
Like, who did she mask?
She's a black eye. Everyone gave her a fucking black eye.
Yeah.
What about
her eyebrows and like eyelashes have disintegrated?
Damn.
Her face.
She looks like Matthew Tate.
Oh.
Shit. Hell no, no.
Damn.
Dropping bars.
Damn.
Tales from the Crypt.
Hey, shout out.
Hell yeah.
Oh my God.
How do you feel about that?
How do I feel about what? Ass eating? What are we talking about?
We've learned.
You already explained how to do it.
Yeah.
So
and you bet your ass, I imagine Pat in front of you.
Yeah, that's what we all were.
No,
the logistics are different with Pat.
Well,
you got to think about positioning.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I mean, once he's in it, he's in the whatever position.
No, but you still got to hold it open. There's
going to be breaks. Pat's going to need breaks.
Brakes?
Unless there's a device holding him open.
This is bad.
What do you mean brakes?
He's going to need a break. If he's like, if he's exerting.
He's going to need brakes.
Snack break, man.
This is crazy to talk about.
Yeah, this is wild. This is like just hearing it.
Brandon's going to be spraying water in his face. Brandon's like,
not
going to
be there.
He's like, you got no. this. You got to dig deep.
Oh, no. No, that's his own adventure. I'm good. I already said it out. Hey, I'm sorry. No. No, no.
Brandon, what if there was like a 1 in 3 chance you had to eat Pat's ass, but the other 2 chances were that you got $10 million?
Ooh, cash, right? Now that's good.
So you just press a button and it's like a slot machine.
Yep.
It just goes beep, 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 and it gets one.
Wait, if I eat the ass, do I get another attempt?
Well,
because if I don't, I'm never pressing that fucking button.
If this is a Mr. Beast video, you could do it again, but then you would have to, like, I don't know, do something as a consolation to, like, earn it.
Well, no, I'm fine with, I like just, I just, if I have to, if I land on eat ass, I get the spin again, but I have to eat ass, but I get the spin again.
No.
Why?
No, because it's...
Because then the question would just be, would you eat Pat's ass?
Or how many times would you reasonably eat it before you got the money?
Would you go back for seconds? Did you get 20 if you went back for seconds?
Oh, dude.
No, after you win the money, no.
Pat cleans his ass how he just normally does? But it's up to 15 million.
Oh. Man, God. Would you do it, though? Would you hit the button?
No. Again, only if I get the spin again.
The 1 in 3. No, you got to 1 in 3. You said you wouldn't do it.
No, man.
But if you get it on the first try, you get a power up. So you can either get 1 baby wipe or 5 seconds of a bidet.
It doesn't matter.
No,
it doesn't matter. This is gonna be what Dante say: wet shitty ass.
Yeah,
that's what it's gonna be.
No,
you wouldn't do it
because, dude, those things are set for you to fail.
It's literally it's 1 out of 3, dude. It's just literally 1 out of 3, man.
No, the house always wins. Yeah. Brandon is right.
I'm like, dude.
So if you win, you got life changing generational money. But if you lose, you just have to fucking
a face full of ass with dirt in it.
Well, yeah.
Think about eating
that's
ass.
Not that bad.
Eating Pat's ass, you probably, it wouldn't be mostly flesh. I feel like it'd be like eating cotton candy.
Well, can I
no, man. Stop.
Let's
retire.
That's it. Oh, I got
that's a wrap. Now, I'm sorry, Pat.
Oh.
I know he's seeing this.
I can't get it out of my head.
Now we're going to have
I don't like it here.
Now we're going to have nightmares.
Salty cotton candy.
Yeah, go to
that's
therapist.
The worst.
This was not my idea.
I swear you guys took
it here. I'm just going with it.
I looked at Brandon and said, I think I made a mistake. Yeah. Oh, my God. That hurt. That last one hurt.
We talked about it for a
minute, hurt my brain.
Too.
Yeah.
Mm. I don't want to think. Brandon, what you talking about?
Yeah, what was I talking about? I forgot.
Alex, what'd you say?
What I've been up to. Oh, I've been watching, been seeing, you watch The Last of Us, any of you?
Nope.
Mm-hmm. No? Only Dom?
I've watched the first season. I ain't caught up on the second one yet.
It's a video game show, zombies and shit. Mushroom I know zombies.
Y'all had to play the game, right?
I haven't played the game.
I didn't play it, but I watched like a playthrough on YouTube.
I check it out.
I like the story. I don't care to play it myself.
A lot of stuff in there.
Watch the show. You might like the show.
True.
I never thought about it like that. I heard there's gays.
That's great.
I heard about that,
JJ's not watching it because they changed that
me
one.
Me and Brandon
dude.
Are boycotting
I heard
show,
about
dude.
That.
Or you mean womancotting.
Look.
Oh, you would never boycott.
True. I'm transcotting the show.
Dude. Oh, nice.
But the gays in the first one is one of the most beautiful love stories. I swear to God. It's magical. It's like you get the same feeling as when Spider-Man died in Infinity War.
Hard?
I didn't see Infinity War. Wait, what?
I don't know. It's
like Spider-Man. That's what's up.
Okay, what's a movie that you remember Free Willy? Y'all never seen
it. No, I never seen it.
What's an emotional movie that you watch and you like it almost got you to tear up or got you to tear up?
The Boy in the Striped Pajamas.
There you go, like that. I haven't seen that one. And then about
let me think. I just saw
Yeah.
Which one?
Brandon, you never sniffled in a movie.
No, I have. I'm just trying to think of a good one. Because
Garfield?
Not crying from fear.
Yeah.
I guess I just saw Gladiator 2, and then when they, like, killed that
No, I haven't seen it yet. Don't spoil it, man.
Well, never mind.
We just spoiled a movie for at least the episode earlier. Sorry about that.
Oh, dude, Black Mirror. I got one Amazing Spider-Man 2.
Amazing.
When you remember when you
Gwen,
saw that?
When Gwen. Yeah. Yeah, so
yeah,
that.
Yeah, there we go.
It makes you feel like that.
Yeah, that sucks.
Yeah. You should watch it, Brandon.
I'll check it out.
It might make you like him more because it's like regular people.
I mean,
people.
Hey, I'm cool with everybody. So.
I'm just kidding out there. Brandon's not homophobic.
Thank you. It's a zombie apocalypse.
Yeah.
Your options are limited.
Okay.
Yeah, get would you fuck a man, human, or a female zombie?
Female zombie.
Would you turn into a zombie?
I mean, neither. Do I
you
pick
don't
one?
Stop saying neither. You got two choices.
Oh, so I
got
to pick one. I guess female zombie.
he'll become a zombie before he. That's crazy.
That's
man.
So funny. Oh, I got to pick one. The female one.
Yeah. The one with the rotting flesh.
Yeah. Hey, pussy's pussy.
And is this just you have to do it? Is there a prize for this one? There's no money.
Yeah, or you'll die.
Okay.
Well, I guess you die if you.
Yeah, I have you at gunpoint. Yeah.
Yeah. Sure.
Okay. Yeah. I guess the dude then.
Yeah.
I don't want to. The zombie price smell really bad.
You just wrestle it.
And you're probably going to turn into a zombie if you fuck a zombie.
It's an STD.
What if you have a kid?
What?
Like what if? The zombie
that's
gets
like
pregnant
in 28 weeks
children?
Later.
Is that what that is? Movie's about.
The the second one.
Is it trimester?
The second one, yeah.
I haven't seen it.
Oh, 28 years later coming out soon.
Yeah, I can't wait to see that. You've seen the first one, 28 days later?
Back in the day. I mean, we'll watch it again.
Yeah, because they didn't fucking have it out on anything for like 15 years or something like that. Like streaming wise.
You just
or renting it.
DVD or something?
Yeah, if you had the old DVD, yeah.
Damn.
But then they re-released
it. Yeah, it was days, years, or wait, days, weeks, then years.
What's old buddy's name?
Cillian Murphy.
Yeah, Cillian. Good.
Cillian Murphy.
Is this just like a zombie apocalypse?
Yeah, in England. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Oh man.
But it's like one of the best. This one's good. Mm-hmm. Even the second one's, it's all right. But I just get so frustrated with kids, man. I just be like, y'all sit your little asses down somewhere. It's a fucking zombie apocalypse out there. Oh, I want to go ride my bike. Shut the fuck up.
Yeah, I agree with
that. What are you talking about?
I'll break your legs.
I agree with that.
How's
God. That's why you got to beat these kids. I bet their parents weren't beating them.
I agree.
They weren't beating them.
I agree.
Brandon, you wouldn't have ran out there.
No, I wouldn't.
And you
have
got your ass beat many a time.
Yes, I did. Yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen,
stronger. I agree with that. Man.
The cycle continues.
I agree with that. I do. Hey. I'm glad we were. Yeah.
Ready got riled up about that.
Like, yeah, I agree, man. There's a lot of people out here don't get that.
Are you gonna whoop your kids when you have them?
I hope I don't have them.
Obviously, you don't want to have kids.
Not anytime soon.
Yeah, but I'm just saying eventually.
It depends.
When you're 45,
are they? Yeah. What are they doing? What's the what? How are they?
Gay stuff.
They just fuck. No.
Gay stuff?
Jesus Christ.
I'm gonna give them a bottle of nitrous.
Not with each other.
No,
they did something. They did something. They wrecked your car. They're 12 years old. They stole your car and they wrecked it.
Or how about a hole, burned a hole in your car, a big ass hole. Wreck the car seems, I would beat a kid for that.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. A big thing. Burnt the hole. Something that you told them not to do and then they did it.
Yeah, you have to get hit for that. Like something that made you have to get hit.
Mm-hmm. I'd call the police.
That's when gentle parenting goes out the window.
Yeah. You stealing cars, you get your ass whooped.
I'd put him in the system. I'd be like a Dr. Phil parent, dude. I don't know what I did wrong.
I can just imagine like dropping him off and like seeing another inmate and just whispering to him, I won't press charges.
Damn.
Good God.
Beat his fucking ass. Well, don't, you know. Don't touch him.
Yeah.
Just beat him.
Just hurt him.
Hit him with a pipe. No, wait.
Not that pipe.
He just comes back. He's a white supremacist now. He's just in the Peckerwoods or whatever.
He looks like Harry Potter in that one movie. What are you screaming? Oh, dude.
I love when
straight actors go to a racist role. Yeah. That's where you know. That's where you know if they got chops.
Adam Driver, Daniel Radcliffe,
Leo.
Some people just take more naturally to it than others.
Yeah.
The whites.
Mm-hmm. Dude, did you guys see that thing? Somebody was like, they were like trying to bring Harvey Weinstein back because they said it's not enough good looking actresses in Hollywood now. They'd be like, Harvey would have never let this happen.
Damn.
But sometimes it's like they were talking about The Last of Us, right? First of all, the girl from there is fucking from Game of Thrones. She was a badass. And then, like, They're like, she's not even hot. I'm like, this is supposed to be a kid.
The girl that plays that's what I was about to say. Isn't she like 16 years old or something?
When I played the game for like 30 minutes. And when watching the first, it's a fucking kid.
Yeah.
So you're like, she's not hot?
That's their argument. That's sad. It's not good.
Jesus.
I don't think she's hot either.
Man, speaking of that, did you see Kevin Spacey's back on the movie?
Oh shit, what's the movie?
It's called
I bet it'll be good.
Let me see, 17.
No, he's a monster of an actor.
17?
Let me see, Kevin Spacey.
Oh, is this about the French Revolution?
Yeah, it's like around that time.
Ooh. Oh, when it was legal.
1780.
14 year old. That was the.
Yeah, and he's like some country dude. See?
he looks goofy.
He looks like Joe Exotic's grandpa.
Why did he pick this this role to come back on?
Well, he was in another movie that made literally like $400 because only like two theaters released it type shit.
Yeah. He was a great actor.
I love
historical thrillers. Such an underrated genre, dude.
Go back to All.
All right.
And go to Revolutionary Gore.
Revolutionary Gore.
He's playing Gore Vidal. Isn't he also another sex defender? Or am I being goofy?
Wait, let's see who Gore Vidal is.
Life imitates art.
Let me search it up.
I might be.
Is he a sex? Is Spacey a sex offender?
He touched the boy, right?
He did.
He's been civilly convicted.
Oh, okay.
I don't think criminally because it's like beyond. Click on his Wikipedia.
Holy shit, this dude right there says sexual stuff.
No, it don't, for real?
I don't. Where is it at?
His novels and essays interrogated the social and sexual norms he perceived as driving a narrow American life. Go down to, let's see, views, politics.
Sexuality, personal life.
Yeah, go down to personal life.
Rape case.
Where?
The first one.
Holy shit.
Okay. Oh, the Polanski?
Dude.
Oh, no.
Wow. Roman
Polanski. Is that Roman?
Yep. What do you do with Polanski? Oh, God.
Oh, this is newer.
Vidal spoke about topical and cultural matters. The arrest of Roman Polanski in Switzerland in September, he responded.
Anti-Semitism.
I don't really give a fuck. Look, I'm going to sit and weep every time a young hooker feels as though she's been taken advantage of. Oh, no. And that was in 2009.
Wow, that's wild as hell.
You should never put those two words together.
Yeah. Once you're a hooker, you're old.
You're an old soul.
Hooker adds 20 years. Wait, I shouldn't say that. That sounds fucked up. All right.
No, it has to. Just like drinking and smoking does.
Nah, true. Let's see.
See, he was a Scientologist.
That's crazy. Oh, wow.
Let's see.
He was in a CBS reports the homosexuals. What?
Oh, so he's crazy.
Wow.
Can we please do a reaction video to that documentary?
Oh, yeah.
CBS reports the homosexuals.
What? When was this? 1967. Oh, my God. Wow. Oh, so yes. We need to watch that. Yeah, that's going to be wild.
That's going to be crazy as hell.
Vidal. So, he's like famously a gay politician, kind of. Although he says he's not gay, per se. But, apparently he doesn't care about Roman Polanski banging children.
Everybody has to take a stance, and he didn't want to take that one.
Wow.
And he fault him.
You can't be named Gore.
Huh?
Your name can't be Gore.
See, when you guys were saying that, I thought you meant it was a gory movie.
When did he die?
Dude, I thought this shit was in like based in the 1780s. Isn't that
it was two separate ones.
Did he like write this or something?
Who?
The Gore guy.
Did he write what? Just
that Kevin Spacey thing.
What's just his about name? His life.
His movie? No. The movie? No.
It's a biopic or whatever.
That's weird because they born in 1925.
That's what I'm saying.
It's a movie about...
He died in 2012.
It's a movie about his life.
Go back. Go back.
The 1780 and this one are two separate movies.
Okay.
Spacey also has another film, Gore.
Okay. I get it now.
Yeah.
Okay.
I was with you, Brandon.
They're just AI's just trying to advertise Kevin Spacey to us. Okay. No big deal.
Dude, AI's about to take over the world. They came, if they're fucking with sewer plants, the
Like, that's because you put all the information of your sewer plant into ChatGPT.
Dude.
How do I fix this?
You're not wrong. I don't believe you're wrong. But you got to, like, it's not just me. You put shit in there, it's going to get the information faster. It's just what it's going to be from now on.
I bet it's like the simplest shit Dom's asking it. Like,
what's I don't know. I don't
righty, tidy, lefty, loosey.
It's just literally just give me the like wattage and shit off of each thing. Mm. Just critical components list, shit like that. Brandon, you got a critical a critical components list?
No.
The heart, liver, lungs.
Yeah.
WWE.
Ooh. Yeah.
I was thinking EMT stuff.
Oh, yeah. Spine. Tibula.
What would you do if you came over and I just cracked my back right here and you got to... I'm like, I'm talking. I'm like, my back. I can't move, though. I can't feel my legs and my arms.
Oh, well, I can't do much. I'm going to have to get, like, them so they can come down there and, like, mobilize you and stuff.
But I'm saying I'm just saying right here, me and you. I'm just sitting here. We're sitting here. I get up, then I fall, break my back.
Yeah, I'm going to... Because, like, I can't do it. Because, like, what if you have, like, some serious spinal injury? So I have to get them to come down so they can mobilize the spine and get the
there you go. That's what
like,
I want to hear.
I can't do nothing.
You can't move them.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I can't move you. Like, I'm going to just try to talk to you and get them to get here.
You give me apple juice?
Sure. Fuck
everything, we're going to do what we can.
Don't move. Just don't move.
I hear that. I just start crying.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm about to die.
It's time to cry.
So, it's time to cry.
If you had anything to say, now's the time.
Anybody want me to put on speaker for you? Oh, I'm just a normal bystander. Thing. This is me as a normal bystander, man.
He can't do that. He just puts Mike Sales on.
Oh my God!
No, damn, bro.
Let me run the set by you real quick.
I was laying on the floor dying.
Well, you ain't doing nothing.
Yeah. What are you up?
Pat walks in. He's like, man. "Damn, ain't this crazy that I see you dying right now?"
That's crazy.
Now he walks in. You could eat that. Dom's dead body.
He trips and falls on me and somehow fixes me.
You Freaky Friday.
Damn, man.
That'd be awesome, dude. That'd be a good sketch. We do it like that movie with the kid who breaks his arm and then goes and pitches in the MLB.
Oh, Perfect Pitch.
Perfect Pitch.
Yeah, great movie.
Something like that.
Yeah.
There's so many good baseball movies, man.
Yeah, and it's still like it's worst weird. Sport to watch.
Yeah. Right?
Yeah.
That very Even boring life. To watch. Mm. But... Dude, Mr. Baseball.
I don't know that one.
It's with Tom Selleck. He goes and plays baseball in Japan. And he's just racist all the time.
Mr. Baseball. Mr. Baseball.
No, for real.
For real. Oh.
Yes, Mr. Baseball. And then best Disney made ever. A movie where they about playing baseball in an internment camp.
Field of Dreams?
No, that's just in somebody's backyard.
Oh, shit, that's the Allstate.
But like, Mr. Baseball.
Japanese people in an internment camp, and then they beat the guards in a game of baseball, but they don't get set free.
Damn.
They're just still in an internment
camp. They don't go home.
That's a real story.
They don't go home.
They get like two pieces of bread instead of one that day.
Damn.
Two rices.
Man.
Who's the
that's
butt?
The Allstate guy.
Yeah, that's what I was Allstate saying. Allstate stand. Like, Allstate
oh, it is. You mean the Shield guy?
What?
He was in the Shield.
Yeah, he was in the Shield too.
I thought that was Samuel L. Jackson.
And where?
I thought you were talking about Marvel's The Shield.
No,
that's the show The Shield. Oh, it was so probably out before you were born.
Yeah, right. Yeah, on like Stars or some shit. I don't know what that was on.
Yeah, it wasn't on regular TV.
It was on a weird channel.
Yeah.
You seen Moneyball?
No. Yes.
That's a really good movie.
Yeah,
I love those movies.
That dude is in the NFL, and he pulled off the Deshaun Watson trade, I believe. Yeah, but it's like he has like two of the worst trades in the history of the sport.
Seymour Hoffman, RIP.
I mean, the Mavs GM is making a run right now for worst trade ever.
But I don't know, because the dude... I ain't gonna say I watch basketball all the time, but I do watch the playoff. This motherfucker he ain't doing shit. He can score. Okay, he can score. But that ain't gonna win you no championship. He went crazy last year, but it looked like he don't give a fuck.
I think he got traded way deep into the season. But to a team with better players. But I don't know. I guess they just didn't gel and it didn't work out. Hmm. He went to – I thought he was going to win the finals last year because, mm-hmm. like, they made it. But Jason Tatum's boring ass won.
Yeah. Because, that's real basketball. Fundamentals, man.
Yeah. I don't know.
Dribbling?
So boring.
Left-handed all the way up the court just like that.
Yeah.
That's a movie 43, too. Dude, I'm telling you. Movie 43. Do yourselves a favor. Go watch it.
I kind of want to watch it now.
It got panned. It got panned so hard. Like, they were like, it's the worst movie ever. It's so good, though.
I'll check it out.
But what were we just talking about? Because that's it. Yeah, the basketball. He's like, the last sketch is Lawrence, what's his name?
Fishburne?
No. Man. Hustle and Flow. Terrence Howard.
Oh.
Terrence Howard, he's the basketball coach. He's like trying to give him an inspirational speech. And the guys is like, but those other boys are tough. He was like, you're black. They're white. He was like, and they come in and they're like, what is up, boy, Negro? Oh, they keep calling Negro. And he's like, they look scary. He was like, stand up. How big is your dick? He was like, a foot and a half. He was like, damn, foot and a half. Was like, you can tie one hand behind your back and dribble the ball with your dick and still beat these motherfuckers. But it's the whole scene is fucking crazy. You probably seen it memed or
clips,
whatever.
Yeah. I've seen the homeschool bully.
Oh, the homeschool that's bully is so funny. Crazy. I can't believe they were able to put that out. That's and like something that's Matt like, TV is would
that,
do.
That's Liam. That's Liev Schreiber and Julia Louis-Dreyfus, right? Who's that in that scene?
No. It's she's in Natalie. No, it's
good. The movie 43.
Movie 43. Oh, okay. I can't remember her name, but it's the dude who plays Sabretooth.
Yeah, Liev Schreiber.
Yeah, Liev Schreiber. The boy is the dude from the
Shameless,
Bear.
Shameless.
Jeremy Allen White.
Yeah, him. And then the mom is, she's like an Oscar winning actor, too. She.
Oh, and then she kisses him?
Dude.
Oh, yeah, I seen that clip.
Is it Anna Faris?
I just seen that
clip.
No,
she's in one of them.
Oh, she's I totally forgot about this.
I saw that clip.
Yeah.
This is so funny. They're not showing the woman for some reason.
Oh, you
want to? Yeah, go. I want to see you. She's in a lot of shit.
Yeah, she's
tons of shit.
Yeah.
So, like, his parents bullied him?
Yeah.
So he's homeschooled, but they're like, we want to give him the real experience. Real high school experience.
So they do bully. They do bully. They do dance. She dates. She, like, his first kiss. Yeah. They go full hog.
Tom Brady did that.
Yeah. Probably. I'm just kidding. I don't know nothing about it.
Would you ever kiss your son on the mouth?
No, hell no.
As a baby. No. As a baby.
To save his
forehead.
Life. I don't see a reason to kiss him on the mouth.
No.
I mean, doing baby.
No. Yeah, I mean, if he's like...
baby play? Nobody?
No. Oh, no.
But you know what I mean? You're playing with it. You never played with a baby?
No.
Okay.
He's talking about playing, real playing.
I know what
like
you
peekaboo.
Mean. Like, I mean, yeah.
I got your nose.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
So what's that?
Peekaboo. Yeah, peekaboo.
What was
the thing you were doing before that?
What are you talking about?
What was there when you put your hands like this?
I don't remember. I don't.
Kind of looked like you were going like this a little bit.
What is that?
Well.
Was that special?
What were you going to say, Dylan?
I don't know.
Oh, was that like a special move or something?
A special move.
Like what?
It is special if you're doing two, yeah.
Oh, you guys, I'm saying you guys talking about something else. Now I get it. I thought you guys were saying I was doing a special gesture or something. I look at that.
He thought you meant special as in special needs.
Like somebody doing, which by the way, me and my wife scared the shit out of one by accident walking on a trail, walking in the neighborhood.
You scared a special needs person?
Dude, not on purpose. So me and her were walking the dog, right? And then he was getting the mail, and he just slowly looked at us. And then we got closer, he just dropped his mail, literally ran so fast that he kicked his shoes off, so his shoes were still there. And he ran his house and, like, hit something in the garage, and we just heard a big noise. And he just took off, so his mail was still there, and his shoes were right there. And that's how fast he ran.
How did you know he was special needs?
Well, just the way, because he saw us and just threw his mail up in the air and then kicked his shoes off and ran and then busted it, like hit something.
Was it a white guy?
No, it was a black dude.
What?
You didn't know.
He looked like he had that colorway.
I don't know, man. It could have been Down syndrome.
Well, you could see.
Yeah, it was Down syndrome. We're just going to say that, like straight up. Because I knew, like, because of, by the way, how he was looking, I was like, oh, man, I hope he's not nervous.
Heard his cheeks clapping while he was running.
Dude, it just, dude, he ran so fast, his shoes literally came off. That's like he kicked his shoes off and then left the mail.
I was thinking of the dude from the bench warmers that ate the sunscreen, like, stayed in his house all the time.
Yeah.
I was thinking that. I did not think
he was. This might be one of my favorite moments of this podcast. He said, me and Athena scared one of them.
It was bad.
Like, you're hunting?
Person?
Like, yeah, you stepped on a stick? Yes.
Nah, we were just walking. Just walking the dog, and he just slowly looked and just took off.
Like it was a dog.
We scared a guy. Yeah. That was challenged.
Oh, my God. You're amazing, brother.
Yeah. That was rough. I hope he's all right.
Yeah, he's good, man. He just got scared.
Like a week ago.
Have you seen him since?
Oh, nah, man. It just kept going. Like, I was like, no, it's time to go. We need to go. He'll be all right.
Is that a community mailbox?
No, it was his. Like, he was walking outside his house, and we were just walking on the sidewalk. And then he just saw us and slowly started walking, then ran, kicked his shoes off, threw his mail on the ground. And then we just heard a big bang.
Now, he's probably waiting this whole time to go get the mail just for nobody to be on the street. And
yeah,
then
I'm like,
up.
I don't know if it's because of the dog or what, man.
It could have been an interracial couple.
Yeah?
I don't know. He's terrified. That dude was, yeah.
Maybe he's racist. Dude.
Mm-hmm. All I know, I was like,
if I was, yeah, if I was actually racist, I'd be scared of black people.
Maybe he thought maybe he thought there was a big mirror outside.
What? Oh, you trying to call me special, man?
Good God.
Damn, man. Trying to say I got Down syndrome. That's crazy as hell.
Brandon,
that's how you want to interpret it.
I think you have Ups syndrome, all right?
Thank you, man.
Don't listen to these.
Not Down syndrome.
Yeah, don't listen to these jabronis.
We got the... No.
That's not... What are you talking about,
Brandon? Brandon, I love you, man.
I love you, too, man.
Dom told me to say it.
You know I wouldn't do that.
I know, yeah, man.
Yeah, he's got Dom syndrome. Oh, fuck you all.
He's 3 points away.
Oh, shit.
Have you guys seen the... And this is... I'm not making a comparison. This is just a segue. Have you seen the videos of, like, when they put a mirror in the jungle and, like, the animals see their reflection for the
That's what I was...
Time?
Dude, that's the first thing I... When that bear beat the shit out of it on the...
Yeah.
He fucked that fucking mirror up.
Damn.
I like the one with the gorilla who was, like, feeling himself when he was looking in the mirror. He was like,
oh,
damn.
Okay.
Nice.
Dude, speaking of gorillas, how y'all feel about the 100 gorilla... No, my bad. 100 men versus one gorilla.
This is a great debate. Have you heard about this?
I mean, I think 100 men could beat a gorilla.
I don't know.
It's not a 100 man versus one gorilla?
Yeah, versus one silverback.
An AI says it can't happen or some shit.
That 100
Like, if you ask AI, it'll...
Yeah, well, 100 men will be a gorilla.
But people have listened to Joe Rogan so much, they think the gorilla is just going to rip everybody in half.
Yeah.
I mean, it will rip a couple in half.
It's gonna,
you're just
going to be scared if 100 people are coming at it.
Yeah, it's not just going to think it. I don't think it will think it can beat 100 people.
But if it takes turns, if it, like,
we take
you
turns,
go one
stupid.
Person at a time.
Well, then it will beat everyone. Yeah, it could
it's gonna
be 800 individual people.
Humans have the best stamina.
That is
you
true.
You know what I'm saying? You just do three at a time or something
and
like
just
that.
Run around in a circle, honestly. Yeah. You couldn't, honestly. You could
tire them out.
Heart give out.
Stab him in the eye with your finger.
Dude, to end...
That wouldn't be my strategy.
To end the pod... Oh, we don't have a microphone hooked up to the computer, do we? Never mind.
What do you mean?
There's an AI you can talk to for free, and I've seen people... It'd be funny interacting. But we'll do it later. I'll set it up for next time.
Yeah, we have... All right.
Hell yeah, boys. That was a good app.
We're out. Happy Mother's Day.
Happy Mother's Day.
Love
Memorial
you, Mom.
Day, I think it'll be.
New Pope.
Scrappy dude.